Vince, did you see that Eaton County's going to make some cuts in their road commission?
Yes, I did. And they're doing it. They've had problems over there. I've talked to a few of the people in that area. And they've made their changes as we've made ours. Ours, just in the past couple of days, has made plans to hire a couple more people over there. Even though that road commission itself, the commissioners at the road commission, may be gone sometime in the next 4 or 5 weeks or so, they are still moving ahead, hiring people. And in a letter they sent us about a month ago said, well, we're going to do it anyway. We don't care what you're... We sent a letter to them from Mark Grebner saying we'd suggest you hold off on any new hires, especially at management positions. And they said, well, we're going to go business as usual and hire these people, but... we will let them know these positions could be eliminated at any time, so to speak. Well, who are they going to get to come in as an HR director that their job might be cut out in 4 or 5 weeks or so? So they're moving ahead no matter what is going on, even though they see what's happening at this point in time.
Who's at the forefront of this?
Well, before it was Shirley Rogers. My understanding is they've changed leadership in the past couple of days or so, but it's the same group. So we got the same problem.
So is Shirley Rogers still the chair?
Is she? No, she's no longer the chair, I think, as of a few days or a week ago or so.
Who's the chair now?
I think it is Dravenstadt. I'm not sure, but I think that's what I...
So what they're telling you, Vince Dragonetti, Ingham County Board of Commissioner, the heck with what you want or what you think may be best. We're going to do business as usual no matter what you say.
Streetwise, they said it a whole different way, I'm betting.
How's that make you feel?
Well, the whole board, when they read that, I could tell you, two of the people that were on that commission that were more teetering. I mean, in the things, one of them I had more private conversations, and that person said that letter we got back from them answering what the board chair sent to them about a week and a half, 2 weeks before, pretty much signed their pink slips. Just by doing that, it was like proof of how they really don't care what's going on. You know, I just read an article from Petoskey News up there, how they praise the current system. And they've got their board and everything's fine up there. But what they're doing, they're attacking any chance to change anybody else's system that's out there. And what these new bills want to do is say, we'll give you the option to eliminate your board. It's not saying you have to. It's saying you have the option. So Petoskey in that area can keep their board and do exactly what they want to do.
Vince, this is mind-blowing and fringes on defiancy.
That's exactly what it is. But it proves how dysfunctional. You know, Commissioner Grebner, you know, former chair, that's exactly the word he used, and he was right on point. Is saying that these people are dysfunctional and this thing's just got to end, period. And he knows better than I do. He's been there, a long time. He said this just goes on and on and on and on. It's not only the current mix of this board. It's been going on for... I grew up in another county. It went the same way with an opposite party in power. The same thing went on for years and years and years. And so these things, the public doesn't know. The public, when they call us about snow problems or road problems, they assume Vince Dragonetti can just pick up the phone and take care of that problem. The Board of Commissioners, they can't do that. We can call and help, and sometimes they'll do the best they can. But we have no control or power over what's going on over there. That is a separate operation altogether. The public hardly ever knows that.
So, before we let you go, where does this issue stand? I know you're waiting for legislation to be passed.
Yeah, we're waiting at this point, and what happened, it went through the House, over to the Senate. The Senate argued, was there 4 or 5 hours, and they finally passed it. And then go to find out the House changed its mind. They did something completely different at 10 or 11 o'clock the last night that they met. So we're waiting for the House to come back in, put that bill at the top of the list, and basically say, okay, let's move this thing through. So there was a change that came in, and what we're waiting for them is to say yes. If they say yes, it goes to the governor, gets signed, and it will have immediate effect from everybody I've talked to. So at that point, it could happen in a week or 2 weeks or so, and at that point, our county board will then say, we're going to pass and move this thing through and eliminate that our road commission as it is at this point in time. However, I want to bring up something because I've had two supervisors ask me, said, well, will we have any say-so? And the unofficial plan at this point is to set up an advisory committee from townships, you know, primarily the area that's served. They call it the service area of the Road Commission. And they would send their own people. We wouldn't do this. They would send their own people to serve on this advisory board that would oversee and basically make major policy, not fiddle with management, but make major policy decision on roads and budgets and these sorts of things that they would have control over, not the Board of Commissioners.
Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thanks so much, Vince.
Thanks, Tony.